This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Saturday, January 21st. It's also not morning. The Bahamas admits it's falling short of cruisers' expectations during a panel on Thursday at the Bahamas Business Outlook. Nassau Cruise Port CEO Mike Mora said that the Bahamas has failed in providing value and experiences for cruise visitors. He said in a recent cruise line survey of regional cruise ports showed that Nassau ranked 19 out of 20, beating only Freeport. According to the CEO, there's more work to be done when it comes to experiences for visitors to Nassau, including further development of tourist sites such as the water tower and forts. He also commented on the waterfront properties east of East Street, saying that things need to improve in that direction as well. It's a good start. And the new e-muster drill isn't going anywhere for Carnival Cruise Line, at least for now. In a post on his Facebook page, the line's brand ambassador, John Heald, said, quote, "The new way of doing the drill shows guests where to go in a real emergency and how to wear the life jacket. I don't know if it'll ever change or not, but what I can say is that we are not returning to the previous way of doing things next month or indeed at all." Cruise lines switched over to a mostly digital version of the muster drill as they restarted following the pandemic to minimize guest contact and to prevent gathering of large groups. Some cruise lines, like Disney Cruise Line, have already went back to traditional in-person muster drills due to a lack of guest compliance. And the Caribbean port of St. Martin broke its own single-day cruise record this past Tuesday. Six ships called to the island, including three Royal Caribbean ships, MSC Seaside, a celebrity ship, and the brand-new P&O Arvia. That would be a total of 30,349. That breaks down to 21,723 passengers and 8,626 crew members. The island is set to have 90 cruise calls this month alone. And cruise line stocks were up on Friday. Carnival Corporation up 3%, 10.47. Royal Caribbean up 3.6%, 62.99. And Norwegian up 4.5, 14.78. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great weekend.
Do you have a story or a tip to report? Let us know. Email tips at cruiseradio.net.